guys, welcome back to Turning Tricks with Tom and Trash.
Hi, Tash, guys.
I look at a Tash over there.
It's Movember time. Are you growing your mows out there? You better be. It's Movember.
Mows.
Mo.
Flaming mow. Although you wouldn't want a flaming mow.
No, not with this. It's very synthetic.
Yeah.
Blow the face off me. Definitely.
We have a normal one. You wouldn't want a flame.
No, you wouldn't want a flaming mow.
No. Flaming mow. Mow. That's all I've been saying for 2 weeks, Mo.
You'll be saying it for another 2 weeks because it's another 2 weeks of Movember.
Yes, we have a very exciting show today.
We have two amazing guests.
Two amazing guests. Rachel Palmer is coming on from the Pole Garage.
And she's doing a bit of a routine.
That's what she was saying. Routine. That'll be exciting to watch. Will be exciting. Yeah.
Like it. And we have Stephen Griffin on.
Yeah.
Also known for his Steve Weight Loss handle on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's got an inspiring, incredible story.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about this one for Movember. It's all positive.
Yeah, it's good.
Awareness.
Yeah. So how has your week been?
My week has been fantastic. I've had a week off.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I've got you off the week.
I had a week off. I just went to the gym, grew some facial hair, watched some Christmas movies. Had lots of visitors. That was my week. I missed you.
Yeah, we weren't even in each other's pockets at all.
No.
But it was good. It was nice to have the week off, I'd say.
Are you saying you wanted a break from me? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah, it was a great week. I missed work. I missed the guys. Mm. I missed them terribly when I'm off.
I know, but then you go back and you're like, oh, why did I miss all these people?
Oh, you again. No, but I genuinely miss them all when I'm off, which is a good sign. That's I'm obviously in the right work environment.
Yeah.
How's your week?
My week is good.
That's all, folks.
We had our coffees from Pat Tony's again.
A great coffee.
I had a great week. I was pure adrenaline for the week because we had Ben Brown coming over, who is amazingly technical. Hair stylist from over in Landonini.
He's incredible.
Incredible. His technique for cutting is second to none. That's all I'd say.
It does look very technical and sharp.
Yeah, but he explains everything so well. You can just do it.
That's good.
Yeah, so he was over. He's over in Ireland for 2 weeks. We caught him on day 10, I think, after doing in salon training with people all the way through. We had an amazing day.
Good.
Yeah, he was good. The girls really enjoyed it as well.
It's good. It's good to get a bit of training. You kind of feel revitalized.
You do. And it's amazing the amount of people say, you don't need to be trained anymore. You're like, no, why wouldn't I be?
You're constantly needed training.
Exactly, yeah. And that's what keeps everything modern.
The same as us. Like when you're feeling a bit down and flat, it's good to go to a show or have a course or something. It just ignites the passion again back into you.
Ignites the passion. I like it. It does.
This mustache is making me use all of the big words.
To not get caught in your mustache.
For those listening on Spotify today, you definitely want to tune in to the YouTube channel as you get to see my lovely Mo.
Your Mo, my mini Mo.
And Rachel's dancing. Those on Spotify won't be able to access that. They'll have to go onto YouTube. Access. Subscribe and like.
Nice. Subscribe and like. Do you know where we were on Saturday night, actually, as well? We went out to Queen Street.
Nice.
In the Victoria Hotel. Really nice. It was Ashleen's birthday, so we all went out.
Happy birthday to Darcy.
Happy birthday. She's like 43 now, I think.
I thought it was 47. No, she's going to slap me for that.
She's going to slap you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a slap. Yeah, I thought she was only 27.
No, she's only a young one.
Young one.
But, it was really nice. They've recently done it up, renovated it, loads of space.
It's a place I've not been in a long time.
It was really nice.
Good.
Yeah. And you know me, with my going into town with loads of people, anxiety, it was perfect for me then.
Good.
Really busy, but so much space.
But that's what, and you're with your own little group. Yeah,
and extremely nice cocktails.
Oh.
Yeah, really good. I was on the Vespers all night, so.
Did it get in your mustache?
No, so my mustache isn't long enough to get food kept in it. So I had nothing to eat when I went home then. Didn't have my usual crumbs.
Your little Sambo for later.
Your little Sambo, yeah. Bits. So that was it.
Good week.
I was joying yesterday then.
Were you?
Yeah. So this morning I woke up with the fear, couldn't even go to the gym. I was just like, am I going to be dying? No, I'm going to be okay. So I was actually feeling okay then.
And then you had this lucky.
And then I have to have a go in the pools, so yeah. I don't want to too much energy yet.
No, see, you did. Yeah, you will be doing your fitness routine. We have Rachel coming on now. Very excited for people to be introduced to Rachel. Great. Welcome, Rachel.
Yay.
So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Rachel, and I'm the owner of the Pole Garage Ireland. It's a pole dancing studio, and I'm based in Galway City on the Tuam Road.
Back up in Lisbon again.
Yeah.
I know. We're all about Lisbon.
Yeah. So, pole dancing, is that the right way to say it?
Yeah. Many years ago, it kind of came to Ireland as pole fitness. And back then, like, people, you know, the whole stigma with the pole and stuff like that, people wore their runners and really tried to make it all pole fitness and, you know, not pole dancing because of where it came from.
But what do you mean the stigma? What would be?
Just that, like, pole dancing has come from strip clubs. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma there with, like, strippers and shaming and stuff like that and slut shaming.
That's a bit heavy word, like,
Kind of remembered about J-Lo's film.
Hustlers. I actually watched that.
It's a very good film. Yeah. But the fitness and the strength.
The core strength. Yeah. Like, I'd say your strength is. Yeah. Punch you in the abs and you'd be like, whoa, can't feel it.
Yeah, so it's not as if it's...
core. No, won't do that.
Yeah. But like that, yeah. There is a lot of fitness benefits from pole dancing. And like when I started after I had my son, because my body had changed and, you know, I'm quite petite. So after I had my son, I'd put on a lot of weight and my body had changed. I lost flexibility. And I went searching for a way to get fit again. I started jogging with my husband and I joined the gym. But I never kind of got any benefits. Like, I don't really like running because, like, you run there and then you have to run back. So it's kind of boring. So I joined the gym and again, it was boring, you know, just like running on a treadmill, staring at a screen, like EastEnders is on mute and yeah, there's just kind of no enjoyment. But I think like after having a baby, you know, you don't feel like yourself and kind of everything is all about the baby.
Yeah.
So I think I kind of lost myself. I hid in baggy clothes and I had no confidence. I just didn't feel like me. So when I found pole dancing online, I was intrigued and I signed up for a 6-week course and I really enjoyed it because, you know, I suppose that element, you know, strippers are hot, they're sexy and I don't know, maybe somewhere in the back there I kind of felt a little bit empowered by that and I felt good about myself.
Cool.
So where did you start? Where did you do your course when you first started?
I signed up for the 6-week course in the Radisson. It was in a small little room downstairs, like in the basement of the Radisson. And there was only 3 poles and there was like maybe 15 girls.
Wow, geez, brilliant.
Yeah.
That's but everyone was so polite. It's like, no, go on, you have a go. You go next. Yeah, but I was overweight. I wasn't fit, and like that, I had no confidence. Do you know? I remember doing a fireman spin, and the instructor made it look so easy. And you know, you visually look, and you're like, oh yeah, like that looks easy. And then you try it because you've never done it before. It's a lot harder than it looks. You know, it does take a lot of practice. Like, and to get a move clean. You would have to practice it like more than 50 times, you know.
And would you get bruised and stuff as well from starting out, like holding on?
Yeah. So like your skin has to condition to it.
Okay.
So it would like burn and pinch a little bit and you get bruises, but like the more you do it, but it's like that when anything, like if you do like circus, aerial hoop or silks or rope, it's the same all of those as well, you know,
you're putting pressure on the same point all the time, like
but then your skin gets harder, you get a thick skin from pole dancing.
Nice.
That's gas. So you have the Pole Garage, so it's an academy.
A studio.
Yeah.
It's a fitness studio. It's a fitness and dance studio. You know, we have some classes that like purely are based just on fitness. So yeah. Like some people, they don't see themselves as being a dancer. But because of that, you know, everyone is different. We would just have like a conditioning class where you come in and you do your fitness workouts, like your crunches on the pole and your planks tapping the pole and stuff. Do you know, it's just a little bit more interesting than being on a mat on the floor.
Exactly.
So that's good. You don't have to be coordinated or you don't have to feel like you have to do it to go up and enjoy the pole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's cool.
But like, you know, the studio is open 5 years now. And I think when I opened the studio, I was more kind of based on just the fitness aspect of it and getting strong. And I think over the years, you know, more experience and, you know, everything gets easier as time goes. I've been creating a lot more routines and choreos and stuff like that. So I have realized that even though people come in, they're like, oh, no, I'm not a dancer. I don't want to dance. You know, you introduce them to the choreo and they absolutely love it. Yeah. You know, they come in thinking like zero hopes for themselves. They're like, no, I can't do that. And then they're really surprised when you show them the routine and they get it in the end.
That's great. So you kind of break it down.
Yeah. And make it easier for somebody.
So it's not like, as you said, you have to go straight into that fireman spin and you're looking at it going, So you don't really make a fool of yourself too much.
That's
cool.
And the
women that come in, like, are they really shy and nervous? Like, would they be lacking confidence? Would you see a transformation in them?
Some people, yeah, and other people, no. Like, but in general, yeah, I think people are coming to become more confident and to feel confident in themselves.
It's important, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Like, empowering yourself. Like, you know, I would have been like that a while back as well. I'd be like, oh, God, I'll just wear a baggy hoodie and this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
but like,
hide away.
Yeah, it's easy hide away. But I think what you're doing is really positive and empowering.
Yeah.
That's great.
I think, like, the fact that, like, you know, you become so comfortable. Like, beginners start in their shorts that are down to their knees.
Yeah.
And then they realize, okay, it's a little bit harder now. I need my skin grip to be able to climb up the pole and make it easier. You know, as time goes on, the shorts gets smaller and the confidence starts coming out. Like, I've had people come in and they're like, I don't like looking at myself in the mirror. It's the mirrors that are putting me off, you know. And I think over time you just kind of you realize that everyone's, you know, so like they're doing it for themselves. Nobody's standing there comparing each other. You know, and everyone's different shapes and sizes. Like, I think people have this probably an image of, you know, I don't want to go to a pole class because they all look like Barbies walking around. Or, you know, like I've had people saying, I want to join, but I'm going to lose a bit of weight first or tone up. But, it's not like that, you know, and everyone is celebrated exactly the way you are. Like,
That's amazing. That's
and everyone's so focused and concentrating on what they're doing. They don't have time to, you know, stand around judging anyone. And it's really empowering as well because I think people understand how physically hard it is that when you get something, you know, everyone claps and there's a celebration in the class. Like,
I love that.
Yeah. You do classes then like 5 days a week, 7 days a week or?
Yeah. Monday to Friday mainly. Friday. Yeah. Sometimes a Saturday for appointments, private lessons or hen parties.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hen parties are fun. Yeah.
That'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you get many guys up there?
Yeah, we do actually. I have one long-term guy. He's been in the studio for maybe 4 years now. I've had another student, but he's recently moved to Dublin. I actually really miss him because he used to do all the classes.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd see him every day. Yeah. And like when he left, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, there's a hole.
Something's missing.
Would you have to take off your hair? If your legs, like, if you were...
Oh, I don't know why you were saying that for a second.
I just rubbed myself in the leg there.
Because
of the burn.
I don't know. I think like, that you get used to it. Yeah, I did have a guy years ago who was like, I really like it, but it's catching my hair, so I don't like that.
And you're like, just take your hair off, it's fine.
Just wax your legs.
Yeah.
Could be my next thing.
You could do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Very important question. Where do you get your shoes?
I get them online mainly.
Oh, weren't you?
They're lovely, aren't they?
Do you imagine your shoes?
Cinderella.
Yeah. But you have to look at her. Insta page and you see the amazing
I've seen
shoes.
Those shoes.
Yeah. So you'd want a pair of them shoes as well.
I would. I wouldn't fit indoors also.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, so the shoes that I started off with would be Pleaser. Pleaser heels.
No, we'll just listen to the pod.
Pleaser.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting story about the Pleaser heels. So, you know, they've been around and designed for strippers for years and years. And over, say, the last 5 years, I think they've changed the material they use on the shoe. So we noticed in the studio that they're leaving black marks and the quality is just not as good anymore. And then over the recent years, pole dancers have started designing their own shoes. For pole dancing. And yeah, there's lots of brands now. The newest one would be Hella Heels. They're really cool as well.
Did the heels help in the performance? Like, would you utilize the height on the heel or?
So the height of the heel would be really preference. Okay. So like if you're starting out in heels, I would say don't obviously go too high, start small. And then as you get more comfortable, you know, build up your heel. But mainly the heels are for aesthetics and lengthening your legs. The heel is kind of the extension of the foot. So there's a lot of techniques with the heels as well that I think people don't realize. Like if you put heels on and you flex your foot, it looks shit.
Yeah.
And if you're not experienced with pointing your feet, you're going to notice that a mile off. You know? I don't know. Normal people probably wouldn't realize that. I call people who don't pole muggles. Muggle people probably wouldn't realize that. There's a lot of techniques and how you move your shoes with your shoes and stuff like that. I actually did a course recently to be qualified and teaching with heels, and you know there's actually like different areas of the shoe, like the spike, the slope, and
it is really technical because you're on a height you have really high heels. What's the inch of your heels you use mainly?
Mainly would be 7 or 8 inches.
Wow.
And the highest I have are 10.
Wow.
And you're afraid of heights.
Yeah, I am afraid of heights.
I'm even scared there thinking about it. Falling off my chair.
You'd be so tall in there.
I'd be awful tall.
I have a question for you, Rachel, from one of our listeners. She was asking, what do you look for in instructors when you hire them, or do you hire other instructors?
That's a good question. I've had instructors in the past. I've pushed people to become qualified, and like since then they've kind of went off in their own direction. At the moment I've got two instructors working for me, Alice and Lisa. And they're really passionate about pole as well. They absolutely love it. Lisa was, say, one of my first customers when I opened, and she's still there in the studio, and you know she started as my student and has grown with the studio, and it's really nice to have her teach there now. But what I would be looking for is somebody who is patient, somebody who doesn't have a big ego. You know, they're not all about themselves or how they look.
It's very important. Yeah.
You know, they have to be patient. Somebody who's able to break down the technique. And look for safety as well, you know, if you're especially teaching a combo, that you're able to strip it down and take it back to like really, really simple and be able to give a variation. So if something even basic is hard, be able to make it easier.
Yeah.
Being a very good human then, isn't it?
Teacher.
A lot of awareness as well, you know, and judging the pace of the room and, if people are, say, progressing, to be able to give them something maybe a little bit harder so they're still challenged. To be able to take your time and just find that nice pace in a class.
Yeah, so that goes with hair as well. Like, you have to be able to break it down.
Yeah, that's
for
it.
For people as well, and
any kind of training like that.
Any kind of training, I love it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get you to do a performance or a piece. What would you call it?
I'd say a demo.
Demo.
Nice.
Yeah.
I never got to ask my question.
Well, you asked your question.
You were a world pole finalist. Yeah. And you are in Ireland. You won
Yeah, I last year I won Pole Theatre Ireland.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so I entered the Worlds in 2019.
Yeah.
And yeah, just by chance, I kind of just went for it, and you know, I was completely out of my comfort zone, even going there to Belfast. Yeah. There were lots of people from China who are like super good. They're like they're strong, they're flexible, they've come from a gymnastic background, so they're absolutely class at what they do. Like, so to go up there, I got a little bit of a imposter syndrome. I'm like, not be here. But yeah, it's really interesting to see all those people, and it's really inspiring. But what I found out was in China, they actually have their own pole dance teams. So like, they have a physiotherapist as well. They get grants from the government to compete and like run their teams, and they've got really good support from and acknowledgement from the government for pole dancing.
Yeah, especially over in China.
Yeah,
you wouldn't expect it. Now, they are very, when they go for a sport like they are, like they're Olympics really competitive, and stuff like that. It's scary what they do.
That's amazing though, to get the support.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought that was really cool. Yeah,
and was there many other countries?
Yeah, all over the world. Italy, France, Germany, UK. Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah,
America.
How would they like America? How's that compared to here? Like, would they have big competitions?
Yeah, they would. Yeah. There used to be a pole expo in Las Vegas. That used to be really fun. I actually flew there on my own because I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford to bring the husband, so I just went on my own.
I bet he was sad about that. Not going to
Vegas. It's really cool because they had a map, and like you put your little pin on the map of where you come from, and just like see where everyone came from. It's really, really fun.
What opportunities opened up for you for winning that championship?
The Irish one, I don't know.
It's like for yourself, isn't it? Like,
yeah, you know, it's really like, for myself, yeah.
Like if we did a competition or something like that.
It's another ticket.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
It is nice to have it there as well for the studio.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true, actually,
have like that award recognised for the studio, really. Like,
it's brilliant.
And it gives you little goals to work towards as
I think entering a competition, it is mainly for yourself, going to a class as well, you're doing it for yourself. You'll always learn something, and even if you don't win, you're still after bettering yourself because you've been training so hard, you know.
I love that. I'm scared of it.
I'd say you're nearly as tall as the pole.
Probably, yeah.
So you're going to perform a demo.
I'll do a little demo.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Do you like choreograph these yourself, or do you just do whatever comes to mind on the day, or?
When I'm freestyling, I normally kind of have like tricks and combos that are already, say, programmed muscle memory.
Yeah.
And like they'll come out. I just kind of move around and I see what comes out, and like, but if it's a performance and I create a routine, then it's specifically tailored to music, you know, it's more of a show.
Yeah, it's very artistic though, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Hello. So now we have the amazing Steve Griffin on today.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Steve.
It's the first time you say shy all day.
Yeah. I was just waiting for the, you can come to pole. I was like, hey, I'm coming to pole.
You're not going to come pole dancing with us?
I'll watch. I'll be there for moral support.
Oh, yeah. That's all we'll need, actually.
You could, yeah.
We have no morals, although.
No. We have no morals.
No morals. Are you enjoying that?
I'm loving my mustache. I love it. Now I know why boys have them.
Boys.
Men.
Yeah, men have mustaches.
Yeah. Men.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Men. So, you could have words.
I was looking at myself in the screen.
I can't stop touching my mo. So, Tom, you're growing a mo.
Yeah.
Steve is growing a mo.
Just about.
I have grown a mo.
You are a mo. Actually, you're a tash.
I'm a
mustache.
So you had a bone to pick with Steve.
Oh, yeah. I feel like somebody cheated and had a mustache. on the 1st of November. Not looking at anybody in particular. That's Tasha. I thought it was going to be really bushy when you came in, and I kind of disappointed that it's really short.
Yeah, I kept it trimmed. Don't really have the ability to mow very well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it kind of goes with the Movember thing. Yeah. It's kind of like a prerequisite. Yeah. So,
Tasha, do your mow next week.
Yeah, I'll trim your mow.
You could trim my mow. You're allowed to trim my mow. You're on that list.
I think we could wax it as well and turn it up, curl it.
That's what we're going to do with mine.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
You're being very flippin' hopeful.
Why?
Well, no, if your mow will probably grow faster than mine, that Asterix mow.
Oh, I love my mow.
Yeah.
I know, Tom, yours is a bit longer than Tom's.
Yeah. Mine's been growing since January.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yours didn't do the handlebars.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say that would be impressive.
But I think you're going to do mutton chops as well for Christmas.
Okay. Very 1800s.
Yeah, that's where I was going back to.
I like that. So, Steve, introduce yourself. Are you Steve Griffin or Steve Weightloss, which you're normally known for?
I'll go Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like these. And you know I don't like these. It's like you're introducing yourself like it's speed dating. As much info as you can, as fast as you can.
Go.
Ding. Okay, chronologically. So I'm from Rosmoke in Connemara. I'm nearly 31.
Hey,
I'm old.
30.
I remember when you're like 15 or 16, you're like, 30 is so old. Oh, no, I'm like 30, I'm like 40 is so old.
Yeah.
I mean, 45 is old. I suppose, like I said, chronologically, makes sense for the rest of the story, but I was never small. I was never skinny or, you know, super into sports as much as I tried. Kind of valiant efforts more than anything. When I was 20, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer.
So young.
It is the most common one in 15 to 34 year olds.
Didn't know that.
Jesus.
It's the most common, and to quote a doctor, and at the time I didn't want to hear, but it's like the best one to get. Doesn't feel that way. No. It doesn't feel that way at the time, but...
Is that like easiest to treat kind of thing?
Easiest to treat, generally easier to find or to notice that there's something not quite right, whereas, you know, other places it's not as...
If it's on your...
How do I keep this kind of PG? It's not as obvious.
Yeah.
But I suppose, that was the first thing. And then fast forward a couple of years, I joined the Guards. I ended up gaining an absolute pile of weight. Tipped the scales about 25 stone.
Wow. Is that from work, do you think?
It wasn't as a direct consequence. I mean, there's a lot of lads in the job that play senior club football and senior hurling and stuff. Like, they're extremely fit. But, like, you have to remember, my life changed completely.
Mm. Yeah.
Shift work came in, and not just shift work. It wasn't a weeknight. So it was going from day to middle to night, or other times it was just days to night. So
that's a lot of changing around, isn't it?
Yeah. It's still, I mean, I'm nearly 7 years in the garden. It still takes
time
a little, because you go from day to night and you go, how am I eating, or how am I not having like two extra meals today? So I think it takes a little bit of conscious effort, you know. I was waiting to hear a crash of fine china.
Yeah. What if I need it?
Okay. I can put it up here if you want.
But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Lost a bit of weight and kind of.
What started off your Instagram as Steve Weightloss? Like, was it, were you just Steve first on Instagram and then?
No, I've never been Steve.
Never been Steve?
No, so it was, I hate telling the story now, but at the time it made so much sense. Started off with Paul Germany to lose the weight.
Okay? Oh, yes, yeah.
So I'd be chatting to Paul, I'd be typing stuff to Paul, and he's like, start a page, put it out there. You might have one person, two people, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing it. And he goes, you can go incognito. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, say it's Steve. I was like, my name is Steven. What do you mean, go with Steve? I was like, it doesn't take a genius.
Who is this mysterious Steve?
He was just like, don't post any selfies. I was like, that did not last long.
No.
But yeah, it was never Steve. So Paul was like, throw it up there. Go on, go for it. And yeah, I did. It was for accountability. It was for myself, really, more than anything. It just kind of rolled, turned into what it is now, I guess.
You're getting such traction now with your Instagram and your following and stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, like it's one of those things that, like, if Instagram crashed tomorrow and ceased to exist, my life's not dependent. Like I said, I'm in the Guards, I'm going to be in that for the next 30 something years.
Yeah.
So I suppose Insta is not my business. It's not, you know, I'm not dependent on it, but it's incredible for myself. I've made an enormous amount of friends out of it. So it's been good for me. You know?
Yeah, good. So you started the Instagram just for accountability for your weight loss.
Yeah, it's like a big brother is watching kind of thing. If I put myself out there, I had this kind of thing of people watching as well. I needed a trainer as well. I mean, I think most people get the general concept of food and stuff, and they kind of know good and bad, even though I hate saying it. But nobody's watching you in the back kitchen when you're eating like tin Mikados.
Yeah.
So
I don't think most people do know.
I thought you were going to say, most people don't eat tin Mikados in the back kitchen.
Yeah, we all do that.
Just me.
I did that just before we started.
Jesus.
Yeah. But what do you mean, most people don't know about the food? The
food, yeah.
Yeah, I think unless you start tracking it.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you actually are educated in school about it as well, because most people aren't.
Completely. Yeah. No, and I agree with you. That's why I don't like the good, bad food thing.
Yeah.
Because it gives people this idea that certain things are, like, a lot of things can be labeled as healthy.
Yeah.
But they could be pushing, you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calories.
Yeah, that's
Whereas then it's like, oh, white bread is so bad for you. It's I can eat a lot of white bread before it starts making me gain weight. But
That's crazy too, because you would think you'd pick up a bar and you'd be like, oh, it's a protein bar and it's like 500 calories.
No, that's
But you could have two slices of toast with butter for like half of that, like, 250 calories. So, Steve, I have a question from Mags.
I feel like I'm on the Late Late Show with the carrots and the sentence.
I know. We're trying to make it as professional as possible.
Trying.
So Mags wanted to ask, do you take rest days from your training? A lot. And do you, what step count do you do? I think that's quite personal. But
Yeah, it is. It'd be kind of up to yourself, really. I mean, do I take rest days? Generally, they're as important, you know, because if you, something Paul said to me at the start, never clicked until I started doing it. And it was like, yeah, you might want to come out the gates as fast as you can. And you might want to do 6 days a week forever. That's just not doable. You know, I'd rather do 3 days a week in the gym consistently for a year than do 6 days for a week, a month.
Yeah.
Burn myself out and say, oh, this isn't for me. Something's clearly wrong here. Yeah, rest days are important for just for your muscles, for your head as well, just to kind of not be exhausted. The step count kind of goes up and down. Initially 10,000 was like this magic number.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Japan.
Oh, is that where, because like everyone's like 10,000 steps.
A Japanese watch company came up with this years ago.
I never knew that.
I think there's some sort of science behind it, but I think they just kind of bullshit it as well.
Yeah, because like you'd be going around, when I wore my Fitbit to work, I was like, by 11, I was like, boom, 10,000 steps done. Yeah. I'm like, boss it, but it's just from cutting hair. It's not accurate.
I was about to say, I used to be driving. I drive like 4 hours to work.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't get up for 4 hours and it'd be like, bang, smashed your goal. I was like,
yeah,
I just had a drive through McDonald's.
Yeah.
This is like, everyone's so reliant on a Fitbit and stuff. But I was like, well done, me. But I'd only done like two haircuts, but I'd done 10,000 steps. It's great though.
It gives you like an awareness what you're at.
It does, yeah.
So, like, obviously not when you're just
cutting hair all day,
slinging scissors around the place. But, like, it gives you an idea of, okay, I've had a slow day, I'll go for a walk. And, like, and then you realize that half an hour of a walk is a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, yeah, I think they're good for awareness.
Okay. Yeah. I should strap it to my ankle.
That's what they should make, ankle straps.
But then people think I have an ASBO.
Yeah. People are going to think you're on some sort of bail conditions.
Well, when you look like this.
That's an ASBO.
And, like,
antisocial behavior order.
See, ask the guard. Is that an English thing or is that?
Yeah, that's here though.
Okay.
It is an English thing though.
Yeah, so I was thinking, I've just seen it on like Jeremy Kyle.
You would.
An ASBO tag. So I had another question for you, Steve. These are from people that text me to ask you these things. Are you looking forward to the Eternals?
Massively. Well, yes and no. It's like, I don't like the trailer of it, but I have to watch it. Okay. It's a Marvel film, so I have to.
Are you like?
Yeah.
That's Star Trek. That's not Marvel, is it?
Oh God, we have a lot of teachers through here.
Yeah. How do you do? Can you? That's not Marvel, though.
No, that's Star Trek.
Sorry.
Shame.
You'd be slated in the wrong company for that.
Okay.
I watched that Ten Rings last night.
That's quite good.
Shang-Chi. Yeah, it was good. Very comic booky, which was very enjoyable, because we watched What?
I've had too much coffee. Ten rings, just laughing at myself. Very immature with my mustache on. Is that a Marvel film? Ten Rings?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not sure what.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't gay porn.
Okay, just checking.
Or was it?
Hmm.
very tired last night.
God knows what you're watching.
But it was good. I enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to Eternals. And I hate the way there's so much pressure on every one of the movies to come out to perform as well as the previous movie or the previous 10 movies. It doesn't really give the movie itself a chance.
No,
to
but
be every a movie by itself.
Everybody's going to watch it anyways.
Yeah,
you've no it. Choice. It's the smartest marketing I've ever seen.
So oh, 100%.
If you skip a movie, you don't get what's happening in the next one. So it's
clever.
Very. No.
That is clever. I like that. So, Steve, you're an ambassador for Movember this year.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going. No, look, it was kind of a big deal for me to get it this year. I was kind of shocked when I asked because I did a bit for the last couple of years, but I'm just so not able. Not able really for the big Tom Selleck mows.
But I think it's an impressive mustache.
I got a
headset. That's because he cheated.
It was a shave down.
Well, yeah, you did kind of cheat. You were growing a beard sneakily beforehand.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. You were really upset by that. He was like,
that's because I had nothing and I was like, I'm going to have to go on this yoke with my three hairs.
You're growing mutton chops now for the next like 2 weeks.
I know.
You're going to have like these massive mutton chops and I'll still be like, there's a nice 12 hairs there. Yeah, we got this.
What has being an ambassador for Movember entail?
Still don't know. no, look, I suppose it's just being in a position where I've been there and I've had cancer. I suppose I have a certain amount I can give in relation to awareness firsthand. Usually, it would involve like events and talking and Movents or Movember events. But obviously with COVID, everything's a bit derailed. So for now, it's going to involve a few speaking gigs on their pages and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, look, it's an awareness gig. I was lucky myself that I had a little tiny amount of awareness. And like subconsciously, I reckon that's why I went to hospital when I did. You know, I was told I wouldn't have made 21.
Wow.
Had I not gone to hospital when I went to hospital, they gave me kind of like the sequence of what happens to a tumor and go numb, but still growing. So I would have been in a significantly more dangerous position. And like that was August. My birthday is in January. So
you know, it's not scary. A lot.
Yeah, that was scary.
That is so scary. Yeah. That it's so young.
It changes you in a positive way, I think. It can change you in a positive way as well. It can change you in a negative way as well if you let it. And I always try and explain it that I'd love if the average person could see the world through the eyes of somebody who's been told you have cancer without ever actually having to experience it. Because very, very rapidly, what you look at, how you look at things changes. You don't really care anymore about superficial things or like, I love sports, but I didn't care what was happening at the weekend. I was worried about, because my father had just left the hospital, like literally gone across to Tesco, which is a couple of hundred yards. And I had to ring him to come back. And I didn't care about what was happening tomorrow. I just needed my family back.
Yeah.
And I actually couldn't tell him. I was like, you just have to come back. And he goes, why? I was like, you just have to come back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was lucky with the doctors and stuff I had. So I suppose I'm in a position to talk about it, having had it. And there's a couple of other lads on the team that are in similar positions. So it's, I don't know, it's good to give back. Like if one person, it's the same with Instagram. If one person takes one thing from anything I say during the entire month of November or during the year and go, do you know what? And then August next year, say, I'm not feeling great there now. Do you know, I heard a story about that fella.
I'll go and get
and he checked. Said, and I'll go to the doctor because this is a min or bad. Irishmen are worse.
Oh, so bad.
It'd be grand.
My arm's falling off. It'd be grand. I'll put so it in my pocket. Like, yeah.
If it's like this next week, I'll go to the doctor. And like that turns into the next week and the next week. And very like bad. The doctor said to me, if you go numb, you stop feeling the pain and you'll go.
Sorry. It is fine. Yeah.
Did you, like you're so positive and motivational now. You're very inspiring daily to watch, you know, on social media and stuff. And I know you personally, and like you're just so happy-go-lucky and positive. Were you initially going when you were diagnosed, right, I'm going to beat this and stay positive? Or did you have, like, there was obviously a dark time there as well?
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Because there's just this range of emotions and range of feelings and thoughts, and it's like 100 miles an hour. I was so lucky with the doctor I had, and I beat myself up the whole time because I never got his name. But I remember he was the first doctor that was there the night I went in, and he was there for the whole week, and he was there after my surgery. But he was young, and he got it. He understood. Yeah. I'm not saying that older doctors wouldn't get it, but
the first night I went in and he examined me, he said, oh, it's cold, isn't it? And I was like, but it really broke it, because he had told me it could be an infection, it could be a traction, or it could be cancer.
Yeah.
And like, you freak the fuck out.
Of course.
And, you know, it was great to have him, but I remember being told, and he was the one that told me, and it's surreal. It's like an outer body. It's like in the films where, like, they're watching themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything he said to me. I genuinely don't. I don't know what he said after we've done the tests, and it is testicular cancer. And I was like, the next thing was just womp, womp, womp. And yeah, I wasn't able to, I just couldn't. And then it's, he just like goes,
your whole world crashing
completely. Because you automatically think the worst.
Mm. Yeah.
And then he just goes, please, he goes, don't pass out. He goes, I'll never pick you up. And I was like, okay, I'm back. But like that, I went out, and I was sitting, I was waiting for the old lad to come back. And I had that horrible brick Nokia in 8 phone. And I was like Googling mortality rates, the surgical procedure, what happens with chemo, what happens with radiotherapy and stuff. And like, you just panic.
Yeah.
So there was dark times, but I suppose everything happened so fast then. The scans, the surgery, the recovery, everything like that was so quick after that. I didn't really have time to completely panic. I was lucky I didn't need radiotherapy.
That's quite good too, that they just got you straight in, so you weren't sat at home.
Yeah.
Like a few years ago, I had a lump in my breast and I had to go and get it tested. And like, you're thinking the worst, but you're left hanging for weeks and weeks. Like, you know, it's good they just got you straight in and got it done.
No messing around.
Like, no messing, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that, I was very lucky because, again, isolated, but that was from going in so early.
Yeah.
So they were able to just have the surgery. You know, it did take a little bit of time to make sure that it hadn't gone anywhere else. And there was a lot of blood tests and MRIs and CTs and everything. But yeah, no, look, dark days. There's been a lot of good days too. So
it's been amazing. But you have an amazing positive outlook from it.
But that's what I said. Like, it's, you know, I've seen darkness. I know what it's like to think this is it. Like, it's a horrible thing at 20. Because I think at 20, we all think I'm indestructible.
Oh, totally.
I've got the world in the palm of my hands, and you're playing rugby, you're out with the lads, you're working, you're having the crack, and then next thing, bang, world's crashing down. I've seen the pits of darkness there, and that's not over-exaggerating it, but I know how bad it can get.
Yeah.
You know, and you see people get sick, and they don't get better, and I got better, so.
It's amazing. You know. It's good that you got better. You know, like, you're sat here today to tell your story, and not only did you beat that, then you go and lose a load of weight, and they're inspiring people daily to like get healthy and train, and you're funny with it too, which I like. I like watching. Do you watch his live sometimes when you're sat in the car? I think you're really funny.
A rant.
<It's> just, you're like a Tom with his rant.
Somebody said it to me before, they're like, once you get over like thought in your head, just go for it. Don't look at it, don't rewatch it, just upload it. And I'm like, okay. And then like the next day I'm going, Christ, I was thick yesterday.
You do that a bit.
I'd never watch anything then.
No.
I have barely watched a pod.
So
I can't stand the sound of my voice. Like.
Yeah, I don't watch them either. So whatever we happens, don't really know if they're any good.
Are they any good?
Yeah, we don't know.
It's worse than when somebody says, I love the thing you said about, and you go,
That was really funny, wasn't it? Yeah. What are they talking about? Yeah, we don't like to listen to the sound. I don't like the sound of my own voice.
You have a nice voice.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
I don't think anybody does, though. I think everybody has that kind of like, gosh, stuff.
This mustache is really getting up my nose. Is this how?
At least you can take yours off.
I have one hair that seems to
grow that direction.
And stick up your nose.
And then you're like brushing it down, and then like during the day, it just go back up, and then you're like this.
I think they say, like, I saw something the other day, like men touch the mustache like 780 times a day.
That was my tidbit. I have it written down here, look.
I love it.
That is factual information Stephen has given us there.
Yeah.
And in a deck of cards, the king, not sporting a tash, is the king of hearts. Did you know that?
No.
That was my information about mustaches. You stole it from me, Stephen.
I like it.
I was just going to say, Tash has done shares about 800 times
since there. I know. It's hard not to. Probably not
great for COVID then, are they?
Well, like, you're not touching other people's.
Oh, yeah.
Your own.
You do not know what he gets up to in his spare time.
Yeah, he was pole dancing earlier. Who knows?
I'm sore now.
So what's next for Steve? Weight loss.
I don't know.
That's your Instagram. That's like your...
Handle.
Handle, yeah.
Alter ego.
Wouldn't be an alter ego. Persona, that's the one.
What's next? I don't know, really. Just keep tipping along. Like I said, I kind of have my own thing, and Like, obviously, yesterday I was chanting, I was off nights, I was like, oh, I'm not able. So, yeah. I'm like, I'm doing the night shift, I'm doing work, and I'm lucky to be in a job that I actually genuinely do enjoy.
Yeah.
As much as I give out about it, sometimes it was something that I always wanted to do. It was a coin toss. It was like, guards or Power Rangers, and the guards are on an embargo for like 7 years, and the Power Rangers still ain't recruiting, so I don't know. Yeah. But I didn't hold
the
on
Power to Power Rangers?
Yeah.
As in the cartoon?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
As in the actual Power Rangers, the cartoon. Or is there
this is the intro confusion all over again.
I know, yeah.
can you get a job as a Power Ranger?
Can we cut everything off?
They're being deployed to your square. Mighty Morphin
Power Rangers. They're only in cartoons.
Yeah, they're fictional Power Rangers. Yeah. Oh, I thought there was actual job.
You
like,
didn't mean like yesterday you wanted
to be. Well, could be SAS.
Well, I'm glad I joined the guards. It's so wise to be sitting in Tasha's chair about 20. What do you do, Power Ranger? What?
Well, I don't know.
How is he a Power Ranger? I don't understand. Who can we ring?
What color Power Ranger would you have been? I'm just so fascinated. What color?
Red? I don't know. I never put that much thought into it.
I love it.
I wanted to be a turtle, teenage mutant.
A turtle.
Turtle.
Just a turtle.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Donatello.
I identify as a turtle now.
I can't believe we're talking about Power Rangers. I've had too much coffee. Sorry.
It's okay.
This is what he used to put up with.
Nice.
Okay. So you became a gardener. I genuinely thought.
You really did, because I could see it in your eyes. Yeah.
Immediately, I knew my joke went south because it was a series. Tell me more about that. I was like, there really is no more. That was kind of the punchline.
Sorry. That was too good. That's comedy gold right there. Tommy, I have to take over. I can't stop laughing at the Power
Rangers.
That's
going to be a meme. Let's make that a meme. Oh, that's the face you put.
I believe that. I am a natural blonde, so I get away with that.
Where did we go? You were asking where you were going to be next.
What's next? I don't know. It's just kind of like a rolling ball for me, really. It's not something that has a start or an end date. And I actually thought about changing the handle recently because it's not really about weight loss anymore. And then I couldn't think of anything creative within like 2 minutes and I kind of gave up on my attention span is poor.
Suit wearing.
Those pictures of you in the suit are exceptional.
Christ, you said that very sexually.
Those pictures of you in the suit.
I really like that burnt orange one.
It's class.
It's cool, isn't it?
I don't really have a whole lot of social events to wear tuxedos to. It's like they're very limited.
And you hooked up with Suit Republic for that. Was that just something they wanted to do with you? Or?
Yeah, well, I bought a suit there before and I loved it. It was a tweed. I love tweed suits. I just think it's so cool looking. It's different to the what you wear to the wedding, our navy suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brown shoes.
I just tapped in with them. We've done a few bits since, and I do love brown shoes, though. So.
No, but like most Irish guys will go to a wedding in a navy suit and brown shoes. Yeah. It's nice to change it up a bit.
My leg went numb.
I was like, why? What's wrong? You've been sat down for too long.
God, I wasn't making those faces, but Rachel was here.
The pole dancing has got you all kinds of messed up.
You broke up.
Yeah. That's it. You were in the gym, were you?
No. I was too tired. I texted Aiden at 6:30 this morning. I was like, I'm too tired to go to the gym. He's like, that's okay.
Yeah.
I suppose you're there at 8:00. Like.
No, Aiden, I'm surprised you let it go.
I know, yeah.
Oh, you know Aiden.
Drag you out of the bed.
Yeah. I'll get given out to. Well, I won't. I'll just have to do twice as hard for the rest of the week and do Saturday then.
Oh. Oof. That's gross.
If I do make it in all week, then I don't have to do Saturday.
I'm trying to do 5 days a week in the gym.
It's good going.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is hard.
The step count thing is just.
I don't count steps. You don't count steps. You don't have a strap on.
Or my asthma. This is just going south. The step count I'm finding hard.
How do you count your steps then?
In my head. No, on my phone. I carry my phone. Yeah, That's kind of a bit more accurate than the Fitbit, I think.
Throw your hand.
Yeah, so I'm cutting hair. My steps are all over the place. Jesus. So who else wanted to ask you something, Steve? Okay. Yeah, Mags, we covered that with the rest days and the step count and the Eternals and the Power Rangers. I want to be a Power Ranger.
Future Steve.
So.
That's it.
That's it, Steve. Power Rangers lost me. I'm just done since Power Rangers. Yeah.
We like your.
It's like somebody has to hit the reset button on Tasha now. It's just. I know, yeah. It's broken. Like she's
got the button back there.
Yeah.
Power down. Back up again. Power Ranger down. I lean forward there.
So how many weeks? So 2 weeks left in November. Are you going to keep the mo?
Without sounding funny, it is genuinely growing on me. See? I was told if you keep that, you're dead. I was like, okay.
Who said that?
Go back to the beard. Mrs. the beard. Oh. Mrs.
See, a beard is good.
Yeah, I'd rather the beard.
My husband has a beard. If he shaved it, it's divorce. I like a beard.
You get a lot of looks with tashes.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people just look at you and go, what is your man? No, yeah. I understand why they're looking at my tash, but what the fuck's your man at?
It's kind of like 70s porn star-esque kind of vibes.
Who are you saying? Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, but I meant to call you Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah. Ron Jeremy.
You're kind of channeling Ron Burgundy vibes with your polo neck and your mustache.
I was in the gym and I had it, and then I had a cap on, and they were all like, Miami Vice?
Miami Vice have mustaches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in the 80s has mustaches.
Yeah. I think they're kind of cool. I think we should bring them back full time. I think it'd be good.
You just give everybody a mustache now.
There's like worse trends.
Like, definitely. Let's be honest. Mullets.
We can do one of these. What's called that?
Soul patch. A soul patch?
Yeah.
That's
soul patch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Then you're going to get a plait. Then you're going to get a tail.
I'd love to get a tail. Bring back tails.
No. We'll get rid of the tails. Well, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on. It was very eventful. You lost me at Power Rangers, I have to say. Wow.
That was amazing.
What an amazing show.
Yeah.
I really, really thoroughly enjoyed that one. Did you?
I enjoyed your mustache.
I enjoyed the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
That was a brain fart.
Yeah, literally.
Definitely
my
a brain fart.
My nerves are gone looking at you, I thought.
I know. It's the mustache. What's wrong with her? I don't know what's happened. So thank you to Rachel and Stephen. Incredible guests, incredible people.
I'm a little bit sore after the poll, I have to say. I only had two goals on it.
You had two goals. Yeah, but we're going to book in.
Oh, we are,
do our lessons in January.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
I know, yeah.
Hustlers. We'll have our own movie.
Yeah.
Definitely. J-Lo, watch out.
Yeah.
We'll put up, you're still got 2 weeks of Movember.
Oh, yeah. So I'll put up the link. We'll pop the link up again of how to
donate for the Mo. Grow Mo. Show Mo.
And it's getting bigger. I didn't shave my face off this morning because I thought I'd be very naked in the camera lights. So I'll do that and then we'll take a nice photo.
You look good, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
You stay classy, Liz Bonner. So, and also, guys, don't forget to enter our competition.
Oh, yes.
Amazing competition. Amazing prizes. And that all the details on that are on Instagram.
Yeah, hit in. Tell me what the prizes are.
The prizes? Well, we've like, was it 900 euro, over 900 euros worth of prizes to give away?
Yeah.
We have upgrade hair dryers and R&Co products from your beautiful self in Aztec.
Boom.
I have from Fizzy, we have hoodies, we have a vibrator, a candle and some lube to give away, which is a good night in.
Nice.
Oh yeah, with couples, partners, teams, or on your own. It doesn't matter. At the teams in. Fat Tony's have given us a really cool box full of men's hair products and a voucher and a t-shirt and some stickers and just some cool shit.
Love that. I always love a good box from Fat Tony's.
Yeah. It's been a long Monday.
It has been a long Monday.
And Aidan Murphy has given us...
Oh, from results, yeah. The trainer of trainers. He's given us 3 vouchers for a personal training session for yourself and bring a friend.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So like whoever wins, that's Christmas in the bag pretty much. You've got everyone covered.
Yeah, that's it.
Or just keep them all for yourself. Yeah,
then we were thinking the same thing.
Bazinga.
Boom. So this is our second last podcast of the season.
Yeah. We have one more to go.
Yeah.
The Christmas one.
Christmas.
God help Niall. Sound to Light have been absolutely amazing and incredible.
I don't know how they put up with us. We're really annoying.
We are really annoying. But that's
some people just don't know what a Power Ranger is real. I'm going to give you that Father's Head thing with the the head he did for Dougal. Dreams and reality.
Hey, I thought it was a secret operation force.
That makes it even worse.
I watch too much FBI and CIA shit, definitely. Or there really is a group and he was trying to keep it quiet. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, because they're Irish ones.
Yeah, just put it out there. Just, he's just keeping it quiet.
He didn't get to be part of it all, though, then.
And on that note, guys, make sure you subscribe, follow, and like. Give some money for the Mo and check out the competition. You guys have been amazing.
Yeah.
I'm doing my Ron Burgundy.
You are.
You stay classy, Liz Bond. We're out.
I'll leave it there. Gee.